You. Do you know that bad girls go to hell?
Broadcasting live from the Temple of I, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Show number two.
Tonight, we're going to talk about movies coming out in 2015. Christians that like to eat little children.
Yeah.
And why the Bloodhound Gang was banned from Russia.
Is that it? That's what we're going with?
Yeah, there's some other stuff on here. We'll get to them. And we're also going to test out a nifty beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Beer drinking. I love beer.
You pumped up, bro?
Yeah. August 4th, right? 2013.
And you know what we can do now? We can go ahead and
cocaine
say
talk.
The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl because they're up 17-0 over the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Well, there goes our name.
Super Bowl bound.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre will be ripped down now.
It will. We're definitely going
to
get sued.
Time to put the name up, boys. Jerry Jones, don't like it. And I don't know if I like it either.
The Jerry Jonestown Stadium in Arlington?
Yeah, which is AT&T owned now. Can we say AT&T?
I don't know.
They're cheap. It's like 15 cents a time. It's cool.
I was watching something on Fox Sports Southwest the other day, and Mickey Spagnola was on the screen.
The old Spags, huh?
And he was wearing one of their new Dallas Cowboy coaches shirts or whatever. Did you see?
No, but
there's a star on one nipple.
Oh, yes.
And the AT&T logo's on the other nipple.
Oh, yes.
And they're the exact same size. So,
you know, in some weird way, I think no matter how over the top they get, like, that whole circus that's over there is only going to help us. I don't know why.
Help us? Like,
I don't know why.
Locally, as an economy, we're going to grow?
No, help our little band here.
This little podcast.
Jam band.
I thought you meant the Cowboys. It's going to help them.
The Cowboys win games?
Yeah.
Can we say the Cowboys? Or do we have to pay AT&T?
I don't know.
How's this thing work? They need to come out with a rule book that they send everybody.
With balls.
Jerry's going to show up here to the studio, and he's going to walk in and go, "Are you Matt Stubbs?"
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I am.
Dead. So I got something for you guys. Do y'all play fantasy football?
I was wanting to bring that up because I haven't played in years.
Okay,
and I'd like to get a league going and do it.
Well, I'm in a league. Cost $100 if you want to be in it.
Braggart.
No, I don't run it.
How many people?
There's a good 10 of us, 10, 12 of us.
Do I know them? I want to play with people
I know
so we can punch each other in the balls.
What? Like if you lose or something?
No, just trash talk.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do the whole time. That's a given.
But I like people that I can really trash talk with.
Oh, like Mexicans?
God, I hate Mexicans. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't hate all Mexicans. Just the two that I'm
anyway,
with. Anyway,
the guy that runs it is Mexican.
Sorry.
Wow.
Mexican.
He probably sucks.
We have a Mexican coming tonight, right? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe he's en route.
We won't talk about that yet.
How do we
stood up.
We're getting big timed.
Already big timed.
I got to sit up.
Show
last
number
night.
Two, and we're big timed.
Let's say, so you're going to play or not?
I'd like to play, but I would like to. Why can't? Do you have to be in one league?
No,
let's do another
Jerry
league
Jonestown
where it's
league.
Us, and we throw a couple of other people that Chris would play probably.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, he would. He's playing three or four leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One where we can really punch each other in the balls.
Yeah. Speaking of Chris, I wonder if he watched that Arizona Rangers game.
He was there.
Oh.
Yeah, Arizona got
well,
stomped.
Fuck me.
I'm so fucking sorry that I ever showed that to you or told you about it.
God. Jeez. Jeez. All right, so you want to drink a beer?
Are we doing that already or we're done with shooting the shit?
No, we can do it while we're shooting the shit.
Yeah, I'd like one.
All right, talk about how you found this.
Brian Denny up in Denton.
What?
That was it?
He posted something about how they're serving it at the place that he's managing and stuff now.
Well, he's not at Rubber Gloves
anymore. He's not at Rubber Gloves
Where's
anymore.
He at? Oh, terrible.
Well, let's talk about the beer.
Hey, let's talk about it, and then my sister can send me a text later. She's like our fact checker, apparently, after last week.
Give all the info to it,
because she had to fill us in that Brotherhood, which we talked about in the last episode,
mm-hmm.
was shot in Arlington
mm-hmm.
at a frat on the UTA campus. Because we all have phones and iPads and laptops around here, but none of us could look up and go, where was Brotherhood shot in Google?
Oh, I'd rather just bullshit my way through everything instead of actually getting
just
the facts.
Just make it up. Yeah, it's Brian Denny works at Smirnoff.
The just making vodka?
No. Oh, well, yeah.
Does
no.
he grow potatoes?
No, he works at some sports bar up in, up there. I'll look it up while y'all talk about the beer.
Oh, a sports bar.
I think.
I'm not going to talk about the beer. I have not had it.
Well, right behind you in the newly cleaned fridge that's no longer frozen, there's a lot of beer in there. There's six in there that have the Swords logo on it, the band from Austin.
Which we love.
We actually do.
Kind of an old school metal sound. I love them.
Yes,
one of my favorite bands.
That's all a good one.
This is the only band I can play up at the bar that we actually like that people don't want to blow their brains out immediately because they think they're tricked. They think it's Black Sabbath or something. They're like, oh, man,
They did bring the 70s era Black Sabbath music to
real sludgy
Texas.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
I don't know
game.
Any other band in Texas that sounds like this when they came.
Man, they are riffy, too. That's why I love them.
So,
am I supposed to shake this before I
no.
open it? Okay.
Okay, so it's by Real Ale Brewing. It's called the Swords, the Iron Swan Ale.
Little tell them what the Iron Swan is, please.
The Iron Swan is the song you're listening to right now.
Which is played by the sword.
Which the beer is called the Sword, Iron Swan.
We're going to get in trouble by them.
Keep repeating that. Playing this? I don't know. We're promoting their beer.
We are. And their music.
And their music.
And
we'll probably get sued.
Yeah, we probably will. We're already in the red with some other bands, so...
AT&T, Metallica.
I say we shotgun it. This Cowboys. Going now.
Shotgun a fine beer like this, you're retarded.
All right, you popped it open. I had one the other night for the first time.
A little hoppy.
What do you think?
A little hoppy. I like it.
A little hoppy dog?
A little hoppy.
You know when you drink Shiner all night and then you fill up the end of the night? That's what it tastes like.
Like bile?
So you it
so basically
no,
bile?
No, I like it. It's good. It's a little Shiner-y. Shiner-y, is that a word? I'm using it. It's happening.
It has like a cross between Shiner and Lone Star.
The one I had the other night.
Lone Star is not in comparison
to
anything.
Wow, that is kind of crazy.
I don't know. It's hoppy, though. That's all I really can say. And I'll drink about seven more of them if I can.
Well,
there's only three left, but yeah.
I went on the hunt on Friday looking for these, and I happened to run into the Real L delivery
guy. These guys rock.
They're distributed by Benny Keith up here. Can we say their name?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And the guy said, North Texas got 90 cases of this. All over North Texas.
Like,
the only places that got them were Central Market in Fort Worth, Central and South Lake, and all the Centrals in Dallas, and a couple of the Specs in Dallas.
Of course, Specs got it.
So I went to the Central over in Fort Worth, and bought a case. So at that time there were 89 cases.
So yeah.
So we have a case for.
Well, that's cool. So did you ask them if it was seasonal or something, or is this going to be something that they have all the time?
Single rarity release.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as of right now.
So we're drinking beer and music history right now
together.
So Brian Denny, he works at the it's called the Lab Sports Lounge up in Denton. I think he's managing it.
Sports bar, the Lab.
Yeah, because. I think it has ties with I don't know.
Is that where they go in? They really do X's and O's real good.
Yeah,
that's what the Lab.
They wear lab coats.
They come up with complex formulas on how the Cowboys are going to win their Super Bowl.
Their year, man.
Their year.
I hope Denny didn't beat the hell out of us next time we go up to Rubber Gloves.
I saw him at the Baroness show over trees. Yeah, he. I saw him across the way. I didn't get a chance to go there and say, hey, but yeah, he walked. He walked by. I was like, oh, shit, Denny. And that was it.
We'll have to let him know that we gave him mention on the podcast so he'll take a listen and or not.
He probably won't.
He'll probably want to kill us.
Hey, girl, what that mouth do?
Ooh. Actually.
What?
I thought you were talking about Danny. Okay, never mind.
Excuse me?
What?
I thought you played something on the soundboard.
I thought he hit the wrong button. No, you were born me.
So, Denny, did you guys ever play with his band, Flowjack? Brian Denny?
I don't think we did. Did we?
I really think we played with Flowjack before.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember half the bands we played with back then.
They stayed up there in Denton and had... He was a rock star up there, man. He still is. Everybody loves Denny. I love him. Like, real deal man love. Like, man on man, hot steaming bowl of man love.
He's a good guy.
He is.
Denny top, Stubbs bottom.
Whoa.
Type thing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we did. I don't remember.
I think we did.
Yeah.
I was looking at some of the old Ex-Mobius tracks and the time stamped on those. It's like, what the heck? 98, 99,
yeah.
2000, 2001.
Getting so old.
98?
I think some of the demo stuff, yeah.
God. You're old.
Old.
Definitely this show was like a train wreck, you know it?
Huh?
This show was like a train wreck.
Why?
Yeah.
We've been pretty good today.
Oh, not like
hey,
in
we're
the...
we're not all bumping,
not like in the,
bumping butts or nothing.
The horrible wreckage of it, but more like a, oh, I can't look away. I want to listen longer just to see what the crap you're going to say next.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe.
Mm.
That's why people listen to us. They just want to hear us make fools out of ourselves.
Hey. So, yeah, so the next time they see us, they can make fun of us.
So we had...
That's what I'm getting
okay,
right now.
Okay. I read the reports that you showed on who listened last week to the last week's show. So number one, it was the US of A. We had some listeners.
We're on iTunes.
Yay! And we are on
first
iTunes.
Show.
So that helped us.
Yay,
that gave us a big
boost.
The trip.
So the tracks.
The hard, yeah. The weird thing that was weird was number two. Take a guess, Seth, who that would be.
I have no idea.
Russia.
Russia.
Mother Russia.
We're giant in Russia.
Oh, because it's massacre. So they're like, down.
Well, I was wondering if there was a Russian town called Jonestown or...
What is massacre, a Russian word? And I didn't know that.
No, just they're crazy people up there.
Okay.
So like all down with...
Well, thanks for...
Thanks for putting us on the list.
Oh, now all Russians
the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Show.
Oh, no, by episode 10, everybody
is
going to
hate
us.
Yeah, and we're going to...
we'll have marks on our head.
Because I'm telling the truth about something? Okay, sorry. Okay.
I've met a lot of cool Russians.
I have, too.
Speaking of
most
Russia...
Most of them are strippers.
Yeah, hot ones, too.
Hot Russian strippers.
And underage. What? Jesus. That was a joke, PTA.
Yes. Yes.
So there was something else about Russia that we need to get into, right? I think you were discussing with... Can we jump like that?
Are we done shooting
segues.
The shit?
I don't care.
Well,
yeah,
no, I had something else I wanted to talk about, but...
Well, shoot the shit, then we'll get to topics.
Okay, do you guys like Mexicans?
We already...
Shut up.
Is that it?
No,
yeah,
seriously,
no,
I want to hear about Bloodhound
Gang.
All right, so we're done shooting the shit. Okay. So, yes, one of our topics tonight, the Bloodhound Gang.
The Roof. The Roof.
They were in Russia?
The ones that sing that, right? The Roof
yes.
is on fire.
They're one of 10 bands that do it, yeah.
And every
me,
karaoke
baby, ain't
DJ.
But mammals, so let's do it like they do on Discovery Channel. Do it again now. So this is coming from the BBC.
BBC.
U.S. Okay. rock group Bloodhound Gang has been banned from Russian music festival
Mother
after
Russia
a band member stuffed the Russian flag into his underpants.
Oops.
On stage.
Gosh.
Burm, 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 burm.
Maybe he had to take a poo or something. That was the closest thing he could grab.
So in Russia, I guess they have a culture minister. Do we have that in the U.S.?
A culture that's Obama, isn't it?
If we had a culture minister, the Kardashians would not be as big as they are, right?
Oh God, you're so right. That's
we
genius
need
thinking.
A culture minister.
I yeah, there would be nothing on TV.
Can I run for that office?
Can Ron Washington do that?
Can I would like to run for culture minister of the U.S.
I'll
please.
Vote for you.
Well,
I would totally
you.
Vote for you.
Yeah,
there would be nothing on TV though. Like Big
yeah,
Brother
would.
Be off. Kardashians.
I watch Big Brother.
You watch that shit?
Me and Jennifer started watching it when it first
Big
came
Brother?
Out. I just
lost all respect for you.
No,
I like Peeping Tom people.
You know what though? He actually doesn't just listen. He doesn't just watch the show. He watches the after hour special when they're doing nothing except just sitting
and
there
live.
Their
and then
butts.
He sits there and texts in who I want to get voted off or whatever.
Dude.
And I have Big Brother sheets on the bed with giant CBS logo. So I'm into it.
What's the chick that does the? She's the host of it.
Julie Chen.
Oh, yeah, she's a robot. Okay.
Okay,
hold on. Talk about everything hating us.
It's because.
No, that's more like a.
The only reason she's on that show is because she's married to the head of CBS. Les Moonves.
I thought it was Jeff Probst.
No. So anyway, they have a culture minister, Vladimir Medinsky.
Medinsky.
You want to make fun of that name? Come
no,
on.
No, I'm good right now. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
I'm not making fun of anything Russian. You guys can.
Why? He described the, fucking crazy. I know.
He described the band as idiots and said they were packing their suitcases.
Are you talking about us or Bloodhound Gang?
Bloodhound Gang?
Wait till he hears us.
So what happened was the bass player, Jared Hasselhoff, really?
Nuh-uh.
His name's not that.
He was seen on a video pushing the Russian flag into the front part of his pants and pulling it back out.
And sniffing it. Passing
maybe,
out.
Probably.
There had to be poo on it.
And then he
right?
says...
You can't pull that off. No trace of poo at all. There's got to be some kind of fecal matter on it, right?
And but
if you go from front to back... with the flag in your pants, right? And pull out the back. Mm-hmm. A full-on flag. This is probably a 6-foot flag, right? I mean, it's not small. There's got to be some
yeah, so you're
fecal.
Saying you're like the full arm swing, cleaning your taint, butthole, and...
You wish you had this last week when you were in the bathroom.
Jesus, I would love
it. Yeah, the
Russian flag
in there, man.
That'd have been great.
Well, they,
Yes?
Before he did it, before he grabbed the flag off the wall, the back part of the stage... And he said, don't tell Putin. He grabbed it off and shoved it down his pants. So, yeah, all their dates in Russia and all the festivals they were going to play.
Cancelled.
Cancelled.
Assholes. Thanks a lot.
You are not allowed to play
genius.
I would love
country
to
anymore. You would never play here again. They should do that everywhere they go now. That should be their shtick.
Just grab whatever country they're in their flag
just
and
wipe their butt. Just butt whopping.
America's put up with it. They don't care about anything.
Can we still burn flags here?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's a protest. Yeah, you can do it.
Hey, do you guys delete people on Facebook at all?
Yes.
Because I'm getting so sick of the people that are still bitter. Whoa.
About Trayvon? Don't say Trayvon.
No.
God, yeah.
There's two kinds of
people.
There's two kinds of people. There's the people that are still doing
Our guest has shut us down.
Oh. First stand up?
Our first guest. Just...
Said, you know what, guys? I'm going to have some tacos.
Tacos, everybody hear those?
You invited Eric? I thought Eric gave you the creeps.
So, anyway, the
don't you think that's some information I'd like to know?
I'm going to start deleting people. Like, ooh. Brittany's like, why haven't you started? And I am. And it's
I
because,
delete.
It's because, like, I'm getting so sick of the
whole... Do you
whole
even know that I deleted you like 2 months ago?
Probably not.
I deleted you like 2 months ago.
The whole... man, Obama's leading this place straight to hell... He's sitting at a table with Satan, Hitler, and all of them. They're plotting to take us down.
They're right in Satan's
America. Prayer. I'm getting so sick of that. And then I'm also getting sick of the Obama victory laps that are still going on.
Hey, I got something. While you're talking about Obama and you're pissed off at Facebook, y'all keep going. I bought something for you, but I have to go get it out of the big beer fridge.
Okay.
In the garage. So y'all keep going on and hating. I'll be right back.
Oh, this is going to be great podcast.
You are going to delete
material.
About however long it takes you to get back. Okay, so first of all.
Wait. So Dustin's out of here now?
Yeah.
Let's smoke some weed real quick.
Yeah. No, seriously. I got some blow over here.
All right, let's do this.
I'm going to sober up.
That didn't even sound right.
That
sounded like
horrible.
Me. So this dude...
I start going off on everyone because they'll bitch about Obama the whole time and then they start on something else like my life sucks, my phone's a piece of shit, I hate my life.
That's a delete.
Yeah, what?
You delete those people?
No, I get on there and everything they say about my wife cheats on me, like okay Obamacare, just everything they say is what are you doing tonight? Nothing.
Obamacare. Yeah.
I'm broke. Obamacare.
Oh yeah.
Even though it's not up yet.
It's like the Cowboys suck. Well, you know
why?
Obamacare.
Why don't you want to have some kids?
Obamacare.
You're 29 years old. You should settle down. Obamacare.
And my sperm count's low. Obamacare.
Is that the worst
radio
ever?
No, we're talking about deleting people still. But that's exactly my point, is I'm so sick of seeing that people, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to Austin, and I'm going to have an American flag flying, and I'm going to... Well, I don't know. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
whatever.
I delete people all the time for stupid shit like that.
So since you're going off
and
on...
And other people that just bitch about everything in their life. Like, I give a shit.
Like, it being hot in Texas?
Yeah. Oh, it's hot. It's hot here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Texas.
Yeah.
Get over it.
You shouldn't be able to complain about the heat in Texas.
That global warming.
Oh, hey, you know what? You mentioned that on Facebook and see how many.
That's not real. What the?
How do you know?
There's scientific evidence. What are you talking about?
We're not going to have
penguins.
There's
scientific evidence that there is.
We're not going to have penguins anymore, and penguins are the most tasty
bird out there. It was 140 degrees in this country, right?
Why did it take till the end of July for us to break 100 in Texas?
You know, and the thing, you know what I don't understand?
Normally that happens in May.
What do conservatives have against global, like, who, what do they think it? It's that's something made from Obama. He just made up global warming so people would think.
Actually,
that,
he did.
Oh, he did.
Okay. Global warming is
an Obamacare?
Obama's fault.
It's Obamacare
because of Obamacare.
It's gotta be Obamacare.
It all leads
to Obamacare
and predator drones. You have those flying all over the U.S.
Fucking, you know,
and that's what's causing holes in the atmosphere.
The Joker, the Joker. When he,
you know,
could be.
The Joker is in cahoots with Obama and Obamacare.
So since you have ostracized
and Loki
America.
Yes.
And Russia.
I haven't.
He did.
Yeah.
The two most hits we got this week were from those two countries.
We'll never hear from them again.
And since you hate America so much, Matt.
You piece of shit. You fucking nothing.
I found this beer the other day.
Rasputin?
No. It's from, oh God, who bottled this? Krebs Brewing.
Blanco, Texas.
Krebs? Is that right? Krebs. What? It's from Oklahoma.
From, actually. Blanco, Texas.
This is from.
You know what that means?
What? Fucking America.
This is from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
I guess they know how to make beer.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
But it's called.
Goddamn America.
America.
Oh, dear. Good Lord.
The beer is called America.
Face that towards me, real quick.
It is. It's called America. Prairie.
Holy shit, he's got a
Artisan
wet spot
Ales.
On his pants now. It's like, oh.
America.
This is the best
America.
Thing I've ever heard.
Describe that label.
It's
what's
awesome.
All on it? It's red, white, and blue.
It looks like our movie.
They're goats and their hair
it looks like
and their
our
beards
movie.
Are red, white, and blue. And there's like people playing
there's
baseball.
There's a guy pushing
there's
a spider
hot dogs
up a
and
goat.
There's brew,
one malt, one hop, one America.
Does it say that?
We should get these guys on the show.
America.
That's awesome. America.
It's like every, I think there's apple pie on there, anything that's is there an eagle?
There's football, dun, dun. Cheeseburgers, fries, a grill. A guy with.
Is there someone dead?
There's a dog, a chick that should be wearing a bikini. A big fat ass stuck in a lawn chair standing up. Did you see that? Yeah.
That's actually happened to me.
That's America.
That's America.
I think that's a toaster and a bunch of ketchup and fries and pizza and chicken wings.
America.
God damn, this is America right here. There's a catfish on there with a guy whose arm's stuck in it.
America.
And
no,
for
oh,
some reason, a really
well,
strong cat
a,
with muscles
what do you call those noodlers?
And laser eyes.
Noodlers?
What the hell is this?
There's a noodler on there? I didn't see that.
No, I was.
That's
I made
a
that
cat
up.
On meth.
I made that up.
Oh,
no! What's this cat with laser eyes? That's a bodybuilder.
Laser cat.
That's,
come on.
Yeah, and
pew pew,
pew pew,
pew pew, pew pew.
Is there a meth lab on there?
Ugh.
It's America.
I don't see a meth lab.
There's got to be a meth lab on there,
especially being from Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
Is there a reservation?
Where's the tornadoes at?
Oh no, we don't.
Is that bad in bad taste to go like that anymore? To go like if you say Indian or reservation or anything like that, go.
No, just
can
like
you do that now.
They're hey, still trying to change the Redskins' name.
No, they're not. Yeah? They're not going to do that anymore. Goodell already said that it's that's
Obamacare, dude. Obamacare.
Yeah, you know you're right, Obama.
Goodell, mate.
Hey, what's this?
Hey, Goodell, mate. What? Oh, that's the American Gladiator thing where they have the big giant Q-tips.
Oh, yeah.
I like the guy pushing the ice chest with the fat chick on it. Did you see that one? This beer is amazing. We need to take a picture of it and we'll put it up on our website.
Yeah, it's got to be on the website.
We'll do it.
They owe us money. All our listeners are going to hear about this.
See if that'll fit in the fridge over there.
It will.
Cold.
Do you call them listeners, or do you call them potters, or uploaders, or what? What do we call
potters.
These people?
Hey,
potters.
How are you doing out there, potters?
Hey, Potter.
And if sounds you call like you're us a up, Harry Potter fan.
Yeah.
I love that first time, long time.
Yeah.
Hey, casters.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. Sounds like a fucking Harry Potter
fan.
Yep.
All
right, so this is one. You saw the story, because we've got our little post board that we put little stories on we're going to talk about on the show.
Yes.
You saw it, but Seth didn't.
Nope.
He tried to. It's the movies that are coming out in 2015, because I want honest reaction out of you on this.
All right.
Want it out of both of you. May still get it, because Matt's
short-term
memory.
Yeah, it's gone completely. He sucks. Does it? What?
What?
It's because of Obamacare, man.
All right.
I can't think of nothing because of Obama.
So you know there's going to be Star Wars 7.
Heard about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to... Whatever. It's got to be... Come on, J.J. Abrams is doing it. It's got to be good, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
George Lucas's hands are out of it.
Yeah.
Someone else in control of the universe.
I heard they took Luke Skywalker and Princess, and they went to their house to like to get him weight training, to lose a bunch of weight, to get in shape for the films.
Probably
is that
so.
Not right?
Have you seen Carrie Fisher lately?
No, she... Yeah, she was getting...
Jabba the Hutt may have been sitting in front of her.
Whoa! I get it.
No, but she actually lost weight already before that. And then they're going, you got to lose more.
Why are we talking about movies, though, that are coming out in 2015?
Because this is where it gets funny. Well, because you start shooting them now. Yeah. You start getting, you know, a lot of pre-productions going on.
Are you
going
to talk about, are these just bad movies? Or
no, this is just everything.
I can't wait for you to get to Superman and Batman, then.
Oh, we're coming close.
We are. But yeah.
That's
going to
be the highest grossing film of all time.
This is the blockbusters for 2015. You ready? Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
Jesus Christ.
Couldn't find it, so I had to do it.
What's the point of having a Murloc?
No, fuck samples. We'll just do it ourselves.
Okay. What about Prometheus 2?
Oh,
did you see
really?
The first one?
Yeah, no.
Man!
No. I saw the first one, and I saw the second one already. It's called Aliens.
True. Yeah.
Well, it was supposed to be a prequel, yeah.
It was a prequel, and now they're going to do a second prequel to the fucking...
So you ready for this one?
Prometheus was meh.
Terminator 5.
Oh, my Christ.
I'm in.
You are?
Yeah. I didn't even see 4 yet.
You think Arnold will be in it?
He's got to. He makes cameos and everything these days. And I just got to hear his one-liners. They're awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
His one-liners are awesome.
Yeah.
Like what? Get to the chopper!
Yeah.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
I'll be back.
He does all of them in that movie that he did with Johnny Knoxville. I can't remember the name of it.
Is it out?
Yeah. Someone look it up. Yeah, it's been out.
Oh, so
he's a sheriff, town, whatever.
Yeah, I broke my phone.
I gotta look on Google and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, can we say Google?
I don't know. Can we?
I don't know.
Every time you say anything, oh, go, no, no.
Okay,
can
Seth. How about Independence Day 2?
Ooh, Will Smith.
Yes.
Is he going to be in it?
I don't know.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm totally down. Now, I saw like the movie, the director, his last movie he did.
Yeah.
It had Dennis Quaid in it. No, sorry. Yeah, Dennis Quaid.
Men in Black.
That sucked.
Jurassic Park 4?
Oh, no.
Jesus.
What, is Loki and Anakin going to be in it?
What? What can you do in Jurassic Park? But has it been done already?
I don't know.
Hey, we had dinosaurs and
there's a mastodon that shows up.
That's like asking how many Godzillas can you have?
Finding Nemo 2.
Okay.
Yeah, my kids will love that.
Mission Impossible 5.
Jesus.
I don't know.
I thought it was 6 now.
Hey, is Tom Cruise in that? Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
Go ahead.
I'm good.
Go ahead. Let's hear about your car.
Well, I put my car.
Oh, God. Control. Oh, my God.
I have like 17 of those things, by the way. They're
those
so
are
easy
awesome.
To make up.
The Avengers Age of Ultron.
I'm in on that, of course.
Did you like the first Avengers?
I did.
Was it your favorite superhero movie of all time?
No.
Okay.
What is then?
Yeah, really. Let's go down that path. What is your favorite superhero movie of all time before we
Scott
continue this
Pilgrim
list?
Takes on the... No? Okay.
X-Men?
No. No.
Last Action Hero.
No.
Kick-Ass?
Yeah.
Kick-Ass
2 is
awesome.
Coming out.
And Kick-Ass 2, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. Avengers is good. Not the best time all. I think Superman, because I went and saw it when I was like this kid.
Batman Begins.
Batman Begins is a good one. All the Batmans.
Not all of them. All
the
Christopher Nolan Batmans.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Arnold Schwarzenegger was in one of them.
You didn't like the first Batman?
You didn't like Mr. Freeze?
Yes. The two Tim Burton ones were fine.
Yeah.
I loved it. That's
although
my favorite.
The second one was...
Oh, yeah. Those are all Jim Carrey and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
Yeah, I'm supposed to believe George Clooney is.
How about
didn't
Val
he have
Kilmer?
Nipples? Or Val Kilmer had nipples on
I don't
that
know.
Batman
I,
costume.
I couldn't get through those things.
One of
they're
them
so
did.
They're so horrible.
Ugh. Okay, back to the list.
Yes.
Another Hunger Games movie, because I don't...
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't really know.
Six of them, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know how far that goes. And then another new Bond movie.
It's not going to be Daniel Craig, though, is it?
Yeah, he's got like three more. Two more or three more. He's on his
no
own.
Way, really.
What happened to Sean Connery? See, wait, huh? Shit.
What happened to fucking Pierce Brosnan?
Oh, Obamacare.
So it doesn't really matter what comes out, because that summer is, like you said earlier, Superman 2.
Yes.
What's it called? Is it Man of Steel? They're already calling it Man of Steel 2 or something like that. With Batman.
Yes.
Which
it's going to be
that was dropped
the highest grossing film of all time. I don't care if it sucks. It's going to do it.
They're going to start a theme
park. Did you
part.
See the...
They've got to. It's
going to
be...
It's going to do it.
There's a ton of videos on YouTube.
You going
go
to
look
Superman,
at them.
Batman Six Flags Over Texas next week? Yeah, I think I will go to that, man.
The announcement at Comic-Con is badass because nobody knew that was coming. Mm-hmm. It was on Sunday, the last day, mm-hmm. and it was just, hey, the guy that directed Superman, you know his name. You met him once, right?
Yeah, a couple times.
Did we know anybody that went to Comic-Con this year?
Yes.
Tim?
Tim and Whitney.
Man, jealous.
I'm going next year, no matter
what. They
were
posting pics,
too. I
would have
gone this year, but I had to go to Africa.
Oh,
name dropping over here! I made a money.
I had to go to Dubai in Africa.
You need some money. You need a water heater. I got money. Here. I'm just made of it.
Mow my yard.
So,
speaking of, you have the worst long guy ever, don't you?
I do.
I know. I was a month in hiatus because I had my girl. So,
I don't care. It's dead. I mean, we're in Texas.
It is dead.
It's like a desert out there.
Obama.
So anyway, Batman, Superman.
Yeah, it's because of Obama.
It's got to be.
It's going to be based off the Dark Knight Returns comic book series where Batman actually beats up and destroys Superman.
Oh, guys. They got a fight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking my kid to see that. No.
We'll see.
We'll see.
It'll probably be shitty.
It'll do great in Oklahoma.
Where America's from?
Yes.
Where America's from. So I think that's it. That's all I saw. I thought your panties
chill out.
Would get wet over the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Five.
Do you know that Johnny Depp there walks around, or always every time he goes anywhere, he always has his whole outfit for that.
What, really?
Yeah, and he goes to hospitals and puts on a little show for the kids.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I thought it was because like, oh, you know. Here, just carry that around with you in case Disney wanted to do another film. You know, here's another $25 million. Do another show.
G.I. Joe 3?
Oh,
haven't
no.
seen two yet.
I hadn't seen one or two yet.
I watched two.
Haven't
on...
seen one either.
I watched G.I. Joe 2 on the flight back from Dubai.
Good God.
You're rubbing your chest like you're about to take a dump.
Because
I'm just working this up.
That's what
just
us.
Get my butt hole and just get in the
that's what us elitists do. When
you
were
a kid that
back.
Had encyclopedias, didn't you?
Yeah.
Golly, I should have known.
And a vacuum cleaner.
What?
Whoa.
What about Assassin's Creed movie?
Assassin's Creed?
Did anybody play that game?
Yes, I played it a little bit.
It's kind of fun. And...
Not interested.
The Warcraft movie that's...
What?
Go ahead, fire it up.
10 years.
Fire it up.
Fire what up?
You know.
What do you want?
You know what I want.
What are you wanting?
You know what I want.
You want... Not that, because we had audio difficulties there. Maybe that spliced together good. You wanted this one?
Yep.
It's totally irrelevant now.
I know.
So we lost the laptop there for a second. I don't know. Anyway.
We're the worst potters ever.
Ever.
Casters.
Ever. Hey, it's show number two.
It is show number two.
All right, you want a disturbing story?
Yeah, let's bring it down.
Let's bring the room down.
Let's do it.
So, a Christian puppeteer out in Florida.
They still make those?
I guess so.
What?
That's
already creepy. Just that, what you just said, is creepy to me.
He could end the story right here, and I'm done.
Nah, I'm out. Man, do you know there's a puppeteer out in Florida?
Oh, my mind is fucking blown.
What? A puppeteer? A Christian puppeteer? In
so
Florida?
So what are you talking about, Jesus?
No. He had
in
a
Florida.
Florida.
He had a show.
God, that fucking state sucks.
Where he had a puppet that weekly.
It's America's unprotected
would,
penis.
Warn
it's like
children.
It's like the mesquite of America.
Okay, sorry. God damn, that look he just gave us. Ugh. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just waiting for you. When y'all done?
Oh, we're still talking about Florida. Done? How much of a dump?
And I'm trying to get into it.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's get into this puppeteer.
So anyway,
fucking Bush, Trayvon Martin, Casey Anthony. What else you gonna do, Florida?
Obamacare.
How much more meth can you do? Now go ahead.
And one of the Bushes,
Obamacare.
I already said Bush.
Oh, you did.
Or they voted Bush in for yeah fucking.
Oh,
no.
Jeb Bush.
Jeb. Okay, Jeb, so there's this Christian puppeteer in Florida.
Yes.
He had a long running TV show where he would warn children about pornography.
Oh no.
And pedophiles.
Let me guess.
Well, he was arrested. And sentenced
for raping a 7-year-old
to 20 years behind bars for possession of child pornography.
Nice.
Oh, it was just pictures?
Right. Yeah, 20 years. Child pornography. Okay.
Did he make it, though?
Well, that's not the worst part of the story. He didn't make the pornography, no. The worst part is that he is alleged to be in a conspiracy to kidnap, cook, and eat a child.
What?
Whom he met through his affliction with the... Or affiliation, not affliction.
What the fuck?
That he met through his affiliation with the Gulf Coast Church.
Oh my gosh.
So he had a puppet that sat on his lap and told kids about the evils of pornography and people like Seth. And then, behind the scenes...
Was doing all that, huh?
He had a ton of child pornography and wanted to cook and eat a kid.
Okay. That's, I don't have anything to say about
that. I don't either, man. I'm distancing from that.
This was...
That's terrible.
I'm really ashamed. Terrible. I'm really ashamed of you, Stubbs, because you used to write songs about this.
Oh, I did?
This exact same topic. If I had brought this up in a band situation, you would have written a 9-minute song.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. He's not lying.
I don't know, man. That's pretty disturbing. So what did
you would have wrote?
How did he get busted? Did they just raid his church or something? Or
well, they're obviously doing some surveillance on him because they said a conspiracy to do. So they're spying on him.
God, we should.
Well, they busted him because
goddamn NSA, man.
It says here that like online,
goddamn Obamacare.
He would often solicit obscene images of children being tied up, gagged, and harmed.
Good Lord, man.
How much does that cost?
Does Florida have the death penalty?
I thought that was just regular discipline for a bad kid.
Yeah, we live in Texas.
We just tie them up. But
yeah,
what a terrible story. Do they have the death penalty there?
I don't know.
Yeah,
do
they don't? I really think they do. Jeb Bush, man.
Do you have Google in your hand?
Oh, Whitney will let us know next week.
Goddamn. Hey, Whitney. Can you fucking come
sit
in with
us? I'll look it up.
You want to be our producer?
We need a producer.
Hello. Do they have the death penalty? I don't know.
Doesn't matter if they do. It's 25 years before they even get to the chair or gas chamber.
Capital
or
punishment is legal.
Yeah,
in Florida.
In Florida.
They should
have let him go through it.
They have to have legal there.
One less kid in
the
earth.
Death penalty.
That's good.
And stuff because
well, they can't
they got
kill him
psychopath
because he didn't
there.
Kill a kid. He was
I know.
Just
they should have let him go through with it. That's one less kid in the world. And then, bam. And he's out of the... No? Oh, okay.
No. I'm agreeing.
What if it was...
You're agreeing with me? I'm agreeing. You idiot. Don't ever do that.
What if the
whatever
kid,
it is you were talking about, I'm agreeing.
What if the kid was that illegal Cuban kid that they got out of the closet like 10 years ago?
God. Maybe we should go to the next
Ilian
story.
Gonzalez?
Yeah. Wow.
Is there something else we can talk about?
Did you look
about?
That up or did you just pull it out of your...
Pull it out of my ass.
Wow.
Was that in Drive? Good Lord.
What, the Christian children eater?
Yeah.
That would have been the name of your song, too.
The Christian Children Eater.
That would have been the name of the song.
One-eyed purple people
that's
eater.
Exactly what I was thinking of. That 1950s song, yeah.
I hope the guy gets everything he deserves.
It was a one-eyed
Christian pedophile children eater. One-eyed
Good
Christian
gosh.
Child.
Okay. God. So, are the Cowboys still winning?
So,
go Cowboys!
I take it Cowboys. Some topics are
my
too dark.
My mama says I look like Troy Aikman.
We're going to let you burn for that again. I don't care. We can't make fun of Cowboys.
Yes, it's still 17-3 in the third quarter.
All right, good.
We're going to the Super Bowl. Get your tickets now.
Isn't this even an extra preseason game?
Where's the like Super Bowl else, this year? New Orleans?
Everyone else is like playing four. We're playing five. Idiots.
And isn't this Super Bowl MLV18X?
I don't know. What did I say about that the other day?
I don't know. Isn't there an M in it? There is an M in it. I don't know.
Good job. Good job, Romans, with your LL Super Bowl.
I don't even want to do the show anymore after that story.
So you want to go?
Depressed,
you want to go to?
Yeah, you just want to call your kids? I'm like, just wanna, yeah.
Okay,
I love you, girls.
We'll go from
never move to Florida.
I will never eat you.
You used to,
yeah.
You
in
used
Florida,
to take
that's
them
what
out
they
there.
Tell their kids.
Didn't you used to go to Florida a lot?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have family out there, or I did.
Did you
have
did
family out there?
Did
yeah.
they get eaten?
No, okay. They're dead now.
By gators.
Fire.
Thanks, man.
Meth fire.
Mm-hmm. Meth fire. Yeah. Meth fire. That's a band name right there. Meth fire.
I can't get over how flat this root beer is.
Oh,
with my whiskey, it's flat as hell.
Okay, so your feelings on Stone Temple Pilots. That was also in the topic.
Okay.
Because I'm so confused. All this happened while I was in Africa.
God, shut up. And that was like three weeks ago.
I know. I come home and y'all are all talking about this. I'm like, huh? What?
I've already said my piece with it. Fuck it.
I was a fan of Stone Temple Pilots.
I don't like Linkin Park anyway, and I don't care about Stone Temple anymore either. So I don't care. Go.
But what does it sound like together? I haven't heard anything.
I don't think it's going to work.
I thought they released a song.
Is Linkin Park still a band?
Well, I mean,
I have no idea.
Stone Temple Pilots has kind of become the
that was your favorite band.
The temporary band for people now.
Yeah.
Yeah?
The temp band. They're not the A team anymore. They're definitely the practice squad. It's like, oh, you know what?
There's two brothers
guys,
in there, right?
I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go play with Stone Temple Pilots now for a little bit. You'd be like, okay, that's cool.
There's two brothers in it, and one of them acts like he's Eddie Van Halen, controls the band and kicks people in and out, and mm-hmm. then brings his son in or something.
Wolfgang?
Wolfgang, yeah.
Wolfgang
yeah.
Pilot? I don't know. I think they did the old Scott wrong a little bit, though, the way it sounds, that article. How apparently they were touring a little bit, playing some shows with
they were
the
friends
same name.
And stuff. And
see if you can find a song on there. I swear they released a song a couple
know.
Weeks ago.
With Chester?
Yeah.
Chester the child molester?
Here we go.
Does he live in Florida?
Has he eaten any?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Oh, he's got to have eaten a few kids. At least a couple, right?
If you're in a rock band and you hadn't ate a kid yet.
You're not metal.
That's not metal at all.
It's so dark.
Hey, yeah. I say something so wrong and you read my eyes, you're like, whoa. He's about to go deep.
Well, Stone Temple Pilots is going on tour.
I'm open, Seth.
So if you want to go see them, Seth, with Chester.
No, I don't care.
They're coming to Texas.
San Antonio? Wait, where?
Midland.
What the fuck?
Midland,
Odessa?
There's nothing.
Why?
Meth?
Meth.
Is there meth?
Oil?
Walmart?
Oil.
Oil.
There's
oil.
Walmart.
Oil and meth?
There's like a Target
and
there
Walmart.
And a Walmart. Deal.
I don't know.
Play
why
in the Target
Midland? That's the
lot?
Only Texas date.
That'd be great. I would go. If they do that, if they play in a Target parking lot or a Walmart parking lot.
You'll drive out to Midland?
Road trip.
It's only 4 hours away from us.
Yeah, it's one
if
rail.
They're playing a
3.5 hours, actually.
I'm kidding, folks. I'm kidding.
If they're playing Midland in a Target parking lot, we could get them on this podcast.
We could. We could probably get score interviews because there's not going to be any radio stations there.
Who would cover that? Midland, did they have a radio station?
No, they
don't.
They bring it all in.
I don't think so.
From what, El Paso and
yeah,
San Antonio?
Package. They probably, there's probably some station out there that gets package shows from
96.7, the asshole.
Do they get dangerous there?
Oh, jeez.
I got a question. I got a question.
Darren.
Could we go out there and say we're kid credit? Do you think
should
it? Do they know? Have they heard?
Hey, let's do that as a topic. Let's do not the death, because we did that in a pre-show.
Uh-huh.
You know my dad's in the hospital in and out the whole time? It's for this exact same thing that credit died from. Enlarged heart and...
The brain aneurysm?
Pulsations. No, it was his heart, not a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, it was his heart.
Well, he had heart disease.
But it's also the blockage.
Yeah, the whatever the fuck they call it, build up around the veins and whatnot. Yeah, the plaque.
Like my dad and my grandpa.
You're going to have it too. You need to quit smoking.
I need to stop everything.
Everything.
Like, I was going down the right path last year when I did the vegan thing.
Lose some
weight. That's pretty much it.
No, don't do that.
Vegan thing. Because that actually reverses cholesterol. Did you know that?
Wrong.
So, Bill Clinton did it.
A bunch of people said...
That means Obamacare.
Kid Craddock smoked a lot.
He did?
Yeah.
Like, he was a chain smoker or something. I didn't know that. I didn't know he wasn't married. He was about to get married again.
I thought he was married.
I know he's got...
17-year-old daughter or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what was great was, like, one thing, like, it increases... If you sit at a desk all day for work... And he knew that it would increase your heart shit. I can't fucking think of anything. But he would do his entire show standing up, walking around the whole fucking time.
A lot of people do that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh doesn't.
No.
Why couldn't Rush Limbaugh die instead?
No joke, right? I'd love to. He went deaf a couple years ago. Remember
that was
about
from Oxy.
Yeah, because he's painkillers like crazy, like Matt.
And he started doing that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you into the bus.
But did y'all hear the show? They're coming back.
Kid Craddock's show?
They're going to do it. It's going to keep his name, and they're just going to go roll with it.
That's cool.
They're not going to bring anybody else in? And there's four of them right now, isn't there? It's two chicks, two guys.
Like if Jerry Jones died, we would still do the Jerry Jones Town Massacre,
right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree now. When he dies, we'll do a show.
We'll do it. Okay.
Next year.
Don't talk about it.
Next year, he's going to die.
Obamacare killed Jerry Jones.
Which Jerry Jones do you like
better? I'm going to try something.
The old Jerry Jones, before he fell into a giant barrel of acid and melted his face off and had a new one sewn on.
Yeah. Do we even know if that really is Jerry Jones?
It could be the Joker.
Could be the Joker. And you know who the Joker hangs out with? Obama.
You started it. You brought up Obama something.
I know.
Obamacare.
Yep.
Obamacare.
It was a joke they're doing stupid
Obamacare. Obamacare.
Obamacare. Let's talk about Phil Anselmo.
Yeah. My roommate is good friends with the drummer.
Right now. Can I get the house lights on?
He didn't really know if he's really like that anymore. Everybody else is trying to beat
him. Hey! You know,
so his new band's called
I'm
what?
I'm in one of the best metal bands of all life. We're not pussies.
And it sounds pretty cool.
I've got the drummer? Yeah.
Joey?
Yes.
Like
remember him? Back when he was 15 playing shows. Yeah, he's new drummer for them now.
Really?
For the Eagles?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's fucking hooking it up, dude. That kid's fucking awesome.
He was cool.
It was I saw something of him doing a live show last week that Pantera posted on Facebook. I don't even know if it's the official Pantera. They put some good stuff out. And it was him doing a song, and it sounded pretty cool. It wasn't like any of his – it wasn't like ours that – was it – what his other one that he does
Anthrax?
With
Anthrax?
Arsenal Anthem?
Yeah, Arsenal Anthem. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like anything else I've heard him do, and it was pretty cool. Pretty rockin'.
Can you play some of the stuff for
us? I've got it on here.
I would enjoy that.
Tell him.
Obamacare.
You read the article. Tell him why we're bringing this up.
It was a 15-year-old. I didn't read the article. I read just that little paragraph. I didn't know there was a link to it. But anyway, apparently he brought a kid on stage, right? It was 15 years old.
Yeah, they did their first show in Oklahoma City or Tulsa.
Yeah.
Tulsa. They did their first show of this tour in Tulsa.
Why wasn't it? Is he still living in New Orleans?
Yeah, I don't know. He does.
Should have been there. Oh, okay, cool. Drive.
Well, I'm sure he's done some shows down there too. Probably,
yeah, probably. I mean,
burp.
You don't always start your tour in your hometown.
Oh, that was it. He brought a kid on stage.
He brought a kid on stage. It was a 15-year-old kid.
Spit beer on him and injected him with heroin?
No.
Jesus.
It was Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Ate him?
It was actually a nice thing he did.
He ate
I thought it was
kid.
Like fucking...
He brought this kid on stage. He was like 15?
Yeah.
She used some heroin.
Have we said that eight times? He's battling...
Vegas puppies.
He's battling cancer.
Okay.
And he came on stage and played Walk, and Phil sang and everything, and they went nuts. And this kid's up there shredding. It's all over YouTube, too.
Shredding guitar or
guitar?
Singing?
Yeah.
He's up there. It's pretty cool seeing it.
Just too bad the kid's going to die, even though he's a good guitarist.
Huh.
What?
Okay, I guess we're not going to be able to have Phil on the show.
Can't have what? A serious conversation.
I was being a realist with it. The kid's going to die soon, right? That's usually doing a Make-A-Wish, right? He's about to pull over?
Yeah, that's...
Well, that sucks. He's a good guitarist, apparently. He's shredding.
Yeah. All right.
Dick, I'm just saying.
This will be edited. It doesn't matter. This is going nowhere.
I don't know.
Jonathan starts saying the N-word a whole lot, so you do edit it out.
Yeah. Anytime you make a major foo paw, you just yell the N-word out.
You know that one word. Phil and old Mike Patton, they kind of got the same disease, don't they? So they're doing 70 things.
Too much drugs?
No, I don't think Patton does any drugs. I'm pretty sure.
I thought Phil cleaned up, too.
I'm pretty sure he just smokes the herb.
The herb.
Can you play some music for us?
I'm trying to find it.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's that okay. difficult.
So, anyway, I finished my sword off, and it was pretty, pretty good. I liked it.
Will this even work?
Obamacare.
No, I can't play any Phil. Okay, so the argument with Phil is that he's an asshole. He's a cock knocker.
I've never witnessed it.
I never have either. I used to come in Best Buy all the time when I worked there in high school.
Have you not witnessed it? You've been to Pantera shows, and you've been to Pantera about 9 times.
Yeah.
9 times.
But he seems to be doing a lot
nine,
cooler
nine, nine.
Shit then.
I was in Ferris Bueller, not Adolf Hitler.
I don't know. Him and, like I said, him and Mike Patton kind of got the same disease. They got where they have to have a music project like while they're on the pooper. They have to be working on a project
I'm trying to get
all the time.
At the
if I'm taking a shit,
the feud him and Vinny have.
I don't. Is that still going on? From what?
Yeah, Vinny's still fucking pissed off at him.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
He didn't shoot his brother.
Oh, dear.
He didn't.
No,
that's
I
what
agree.
I'm saying. I
agree.
Mean,
I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know.
I watched the documentary on VH1. I still don't understand why he's pissed off at him.
I don't either. I saw that, too. And I have, I don't know.
Someone said that Rex's book has
he made
a bunch
a comment.
Of stuff about it that sheds
yeah,
some light.
Yeah,
he
pissed off
at
Rex,
things.
Too. He joined
Phil
it down.
Phil made some comment about something. About him
just because that piece of shit jumped on in Columbus and shot him. Oh, yeah, done.
I don't know. Get over it. You're not going to be a band anymore anyway because the biggest thing in your band is not alive. So,
yeah.
There isn't going to be a Pantera reunion, so just get over it.
You know, you've heard that whole everybody saying Zakk Wylde, Zakk Wylde, Zakk Wylde. That's not going to happen. And if it does, how interested are you going to be in that?
How many times have you seen Down since... Dimebag's death.
Like seen
the band down live.
Live,
show,
probably
concert.
2 times, maybe?
I don't think I have.
2 times?
I tried to. They canceled the show originally.
Or at Ozfest, I think.
Well, I always
oh, wait,
them.
I have then. Yeah, you're right.
I think that was after. No, it might have been before.
I saw them in Houston. They opened for Metallica. Well, with the sword. That we're drinking the beer of.
Yeah.
But that whole show in Houston was between every song. You know, Phil does his rants like he did in Pantera Days. They weren't as crazy or...
Go on for 5 minutes.
And they actually made sense. His
oh,
rants
you could actually
did.
Understand
yeah.
him?
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Actually...
That's nice.
But he went off about, you know, how much he loved his brother. They grew up together, you know.
Everyone's saying Zakk Wylde because he's a bass guitar
blah, blah, blah.
Player. And he was Dimebag's best friend.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I think...
they played Pantera songs, too.
Yeah.
Down
well,
did.
Well, Phil's been doing that. Phil's been... Remember the Golden God Awards and stuff? He's done it like 2 or 3 times or whatever. He's been on there, and they've done Pantera with everybody. And I don't know. It seems like Phil has mourned the loss and, like, health in a healthy manner. And where Vinny might still be holding on to stuff, you know? And maybe doing it the wrong way. But who knows? I wasn't in that band. I can't say anything about that.
I don't
know.
It makes for good reading on the internet.
Yeah.
So keep it up.
I would like for Vinny. I would like for Vinny and Phil to kiss and make up. For
I
sure.
would too. You'd videotape it too and use it for material.
Probably. Yeah.
Later.
Maybe we can get him in here to kiss and make up.
Yeah.
If they were in here, they wouldn't even be pissed at each other. They'd beat the fuck out of us.
Yeah. First of all, I want to punch Stubbs in the fucking neck.
Hey.
Second, eat pussy till your jaw drops off.
For the next 2 minutes, we're on the same team, beating the shit out of those three.
These jackasses.
It was funny when I worked at Best Buy.
I would love the bruises I had. You know who did this? fucking Vinnie Paul. From Hell Yeah.
It was funny seeing Phil come in Best Buy because you'd see his back, shaved head, everything.
Who? What?
Oh. Phil would come.
I thought you were talking about Vinny. I'm like, he never did that.
Was it this Best Buy right here?
Yeah, when it was over here, because this was like the only one around.
Yeah.
And you just see a guy. First time I saw him, he had the tattoo on the side of his head, string. Yeah. I was like, the hell's wrong with that guy? Holy shit.
What a stupid fucking tattoo. Oh, my God. I remember when Jared saw Dimebag, he was standing there, he's like, this little fucking piece of shit, this 5'8", nothing. This stupid go-to. Oh my God, it's Dimebag.
Guitar center.
And he's sitting there buying, you know, his guitar strings or whatever and a pick. He's like, why don't you have a guy for that?
He used to always go. I had a buddy that worked at GNC, and he'd go into GNC like every time they were in town and ask if they had something that could hydrate him and stuff.
Pedialyte.
Just worried about his hangover, man.
Great. They're big advocators of Pedialyte and whiskey.
Pedialyte.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder why they didn't just have a nurse go on tour with them that like had saline packs and then lay down.
That would have been genius. They should have done that.
Just hired a nurse, like a nanny.
Most bands have massage therapists to go with them because they're jumping around and headbanging so much. Yeah, and they blow them after.
Yeah.
But speaking of blowjobs, do you remember your first blowjob?
It's called drug dealers.
Hello? And?
Red pants?
That's not how you come back from your first blowjob.
No, it's not.
Rolling Pink. What is
are we Rolling Pink?
We be pinking.
God.
Do you remember your first blowjob, Dustin?
I don't know. Do you remember yours, Dustin?
Do you?
No.
You don't?
Okay.
I don't.
I don't. Go ahead.
That's terrible. So what's next?
You had no joke lined up for that, did you? You were just wondering.
I have a total fucking killer.
No, he did. He did.
Oh. God.
God, y'all suck so
much. Well, how long did it take him to come?
Oh, murder.
Good God.
Whoa. Fucking.
All right.
All right.
Let's make our way into a segment that I like to call.
We have any segment music?
We need to. We need to do that. But
Joe, when you're listening, come up with some fucking music.
Don't
you
make
dumb
it
piece
scary,
of shit.
Though.
Can you come over here and just do some guitar riffs live for us?
Yeah,
that'd
do
be
that
great.
Too.
Just standing here.
I'm not going to tell him about this. He's going to listen to it. So when he walks up to me, when he hears it, he goes, hey, I'll do that.
Hey, I'll do it. See?
What are you talking about?
You didn't like this one, right? Because it was too scary.
No, yeah, that's scary. That's that makes me scary.
The other one
no, it's the other one that's scarier.
This one's the hip hop one.
We can do that one.
We could do this. Talk over it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Wait. Bring that
actually,
music back
we could.
Up.
Hold on.
Wait.
Hold
just
on.
Bring that music back
bring up. Bring music back up.
Hey.
I got a
little. Hold up. Okay, now, Seth, tell the joke.
I don't have a joke.
No,
dude.
You do. You know you do.
I was saying it and the computer died.
Come on.
So, Seth.
Ah, my headphones.
This music right here
mm-hmm.
is for your check. Segment. Things you heard at the bar this week.
I told you, we're going to do that. No.
You didn't hear anything at the bar this week.
Oh, I did, but I was so drunk, I forgot all of it. I was the one who was being
Matt,
embarrassing.
Any good stories from the bar?
No, yeah, we'll do that shit later, but not right now. Next episode.
I got my first blowjob.
Oh, yeah?
How long did it take?
How long did it take? You got to come.
That's FM DJ right there.
Whoa. Wait a second. Let's get the house lights on in here. I just
hold on, I gotta see some stuff. My mic fell over.
God, you suck.
So, did you hear about this comet thing?
What's that?
Shooting off in the air.
That was funny.
His
I don't know.
His butthole rolled back to his front from to his tank. He's like, I don't know what to do no more.
I need a Russian flag.
Did you read about the comet?
Ison.
And Ison, what is it?
How long till a metal band calls themselves Ison?
And are they from Iceland?
Ison. We are Ison.
So it's the
what
sun.
What are you talking about?
There's this comet, right?
This comet, okay.
And he's headed for Texas.
What?
He's playing Midland.
Okay.
But he's eating. A few children along the way.
He's eating them.
We're just tying every show together.
We just tied in every story together. Oh, no.
Blowing guys.
Do you
want to
talk about that? I mean,
sure.
You read the article, right?
Yeah, I read it. I read it.
Okay.
It sounds like it could be hit or miss. Like, we could see some cool shit in the sky, or we could not. But it depends on how bad the sun fucks it up.
It's supposed to be November. It's a comet that's headed for the sun. And it's not supposed to directly hit the sun, but it's supposed to get close enough to where things start melting, catch on.
So it's happening towards the sun. So is it day or night?
You're going to be able to see it during the day.
For a long time. And no, it's going mean, to be a...
Is it going to hit the sun during the day or night?
You're going to be able to
they
see
don't
the
know
comet
yet.
During
You're not
the day,
my joke
though.
At all.
No.
The sun is always going, and I was saying it's a nighttime for the sun, too, but never mind.
Yes.
Hit the carnival music.
Your jokes...
they're not going over so well, are they?
No.
God.
I think they're hilarious. Not really.
But anyway, it's supposed to be pretty cool because if it burns up right, if it gets close enough, you'll be able to see it 24 hours a day in the northern hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be as bright as the moon is during the day.
Okay.
The comet will. Yeah. It's supposed to be the end of this year.
End of the year. Okay.
But they said that this has happened before, and the sun has just completely chomped it like a kid.
So I hear about this like 18,000 times on Facebook.
Everybody will talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
That you'll hear about on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that and Obamacare.
Pete Delkus will report about it every night, the weather. Yeah. That's a good night to see Eisen.
Eisen's on the way.
Eisen's going to it.
Eisen.
Seth, Matt, found you a job.
So I got a question about this. Wait, I'm not there yet. Do y'all remember the solar flares that were happening? Was that just kind of a one-time thing? There were some solar flares going on that were shutting down everybody's phones and stuff and networks a couple years ago? Happened all the time, right?
The time since the sun was invented.
Yeah. So what's...
Back when Obama invented the sun.
How come
the
Fear Factory didn't... They
no.
stopped that?
It wasn't Obama.
No. Oh. Goddamn. Jimmy Carter?
No.
Oh. Who was it?
The same man that invented the internet. Put your thinking cap on.
Oh, I know who it is. I was going to be stupid and say Bob Dole. Him and his stupid holding a pen because his arm was dead.
Do you remember when they did the commercial with Britney Spears?
I don't understand
off
that.
Is that.
What are you... What?
There was a Pepsi commercial or something
Bob Dole
he did with Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Oh my God. I forgot about
his
that.
His hand and everything. He was like... Bah.
I'm holding a pen. Look at me. I'm stupid. Yeah, well, he's also the one invented that did the whole thing about global warming.
Yeah.
So the solar flares, then Dole. They what? They
I know
just,
when Bob Dole.
They happen all the time, but the media decided to jump on it that week. They're like, oh, the solar flares.
There's nothing else to talk about.
Exactly.
That's
what
why,
it was.
Like,
wasn't
shark
it?
Attacks are up because there's nothing else to talk about.
Or they're trying to cover something else up.
Could be. Could
something
be.
Else?
AT&T's yeah. like, hey, here's a payback. Here's some cash. Just see.
I like how you're making it rain over
freaking,
there.
Flaring up. On the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we don't get complaints. We can just say, oh, this is the sun. And we're going to name Sherry Jones his place.
Hey, we're going to war with Afghanistan. But don't say anything. You need to talk about solar flares.
Solar flares.
That's the way it works.
Kind of like West Nile every year.
West
Everybody's
Nile,
dying from West Nile. Fuck me. Fuck you and fuck
hit that
your
guitar.
Grandma.
I actually had West
H1N1.
Nile.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I lost a lot of weight on West Nile. It's a great diet plan.
They should bottle it up.
Because all I did was throw up and shit.
Sometimes
at the exact
same
time.
Sounds like my Sundays.
That was bad.
And Saturdays.
And
Wednesdays.
And Thursday.
When is the last time you had a solid piece of poo?
Whenever I decide I'm really hungover and I sleepwalk to the kitchen and chug a half gallon of milk the next day, I'm so thirsty, I won't drink anything.
Britt does that.
And
she says she
gross.
Drinks milk
I down
when she's
it,
hungover.
And, like, and then the next day I don't poo, but when I do...
Hungover milk?
Man, it is some solid stuff.
That's it, huh?
That's yeah, the only time? That's the only time I ever have a solid poo. What the fuck? No? Just me?
Yep, just you.
Okay. We were bitching, yelling.
What in the world?
My headphones suck.
Oh,
what? What about
He said something about you found a job for me.
Yeah, you found a job for him.
What is that?
He's doing that.
What? Doing coke?
Nope.
Can I do it? I can get.
Can you get a job
doing
that?
I don't know.
Probably. They
That's what you're telling me.
Tests.
I will
you can.
Do it.
No. apparently, what country is it, Dustin? It's not here.
What are you talking about?
Not yet.
It's in. Isn't it China? Russia?
Is it Russia?
Was it Russia?
Oh, those sons of bitches. What is this?
Here we go.
You can get paid to be a fart sniffer. No joke.
A professional
fart
sniffer.
Where do I send my resume?
It's in China.
I live with 10 Chinese.
It's in China. It's part of that Eastern medicine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
You sniff fart? You want sniff fart? You fart sniff?
How much do I get paid for this?
$50,000 US a year.
US dollar?
Let's do a whole segment like this.
Yes.
Okay? You want fist sniff fart?
God.
What the
fuck? And that's three.
Three countries and seven bands in one podcast. Good job, sir.
Well, you just pissed everybody off.
I like Pan Tower.
You have to have a keen sense of smell. You cannot smoke or drink.
Oh, well, I'm fucking completely out.
You have to be between the ages of 18 and 45, and you're 49, so you're out on that.
Shit.
You can't have any nasal defects. Well, there goes the cocaine.
Dude, I'm like...
And your rogue nose hairs. Zero. Your rogue nose hairs.
And you can't...
Ugh. Don't even get me started on those.
You can't have a gag reflex.
Okay, I'm batting zero right now.
We don't even need this stupid thing. At all.
Do give me a Roxo the clown, the cocaine clown. I do cocaine! That's not loud enough.
Low, I know.
God. I do cocaine!
So, yeah, I can't have that job at all.
So,
dude.
I guess Roxo couldn't do it because his nasal passages are probably torched.
He's a clown.
Oh, you can't be a clown and do it?
You can't be a clown and do it, no.
What, because of the big red nose?
Yes.
Just paint it. You have to put the thing on it.
Make it blue.
Would you do that for $50,000 a year? Sniff
fucking
people's
yes. Yeah, absolutely. I don't even think about that.
I'm sitting in a shed doing a shitty podcast with three guys, and I'm sniffing them for free.
I'm a little too mess because I smell them all fucking day anyway.
Chingasa pinche joto!
Hey!
Callate la boca!
You wait a minute right there.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Man.
God, this
ribbon
is so
funny. What do you tell chicks when you go out and stuff? They're like, oh, so what do you do?
Oh, well,
I'm a scientist.
Yeah, I guess. I'm a scientist.
I work in the medical field.
Well, what kind of medicine do you do?
It's alternative.
Your chick voice is horrible.
Like, how alternative? Like, what do you mean?
Well...
What do you do?
I try to figure out what's wrong with people. I try to diagnose them with what may be wrong with their intestinal tract.
You save lives.
So how does that make you feel going home and knowing that you did that for humanity?
I don't even know what to come back with that
one. It makes him feel great.
Yeah, I feel great.
But neat. Why?
Doesn't this steak smell fantastic?
What? Tube steak.
Wait, can
tube
you,
steak. Tube
do
steak.
You get to smell a queef as well?
That was my next question, too, just now.
Yeah?
Man, who...
You have a yeast infection. It tastes horrible.
I don't know if I would want to go to that doctor, man. They'd be like, Stubbs, you got some issues,
I know,
man.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, all right, number
if
one.
If I went to him and he sniffed me,
eat too
he'd
much
be like,
Captain Crunch.
You have about seven different things wrong with you, and you're going to die in about a week. Fuck.
You will not
why
smell
I go
like
here?
Next week.
Moldy French cheese that's been buried for 2 weeks.
You smell like mustard.
You ate too much mayonnaise, didn't you?
Oh, God.
Yeah, man.
I don't know about all that. That's
gosh,
crazy.
Man. Poo!
Exactly.
Woo!
All right, so Iron Swan review, now that you finished the can.
I'll take another one.
You will? You liked it?
Yeah, I'll have another one.
I thought it was good.
It's a little metallic, but that could be the aluminum can. But
now, that's what I was,
supposed
that's
to
what
eat
I was wondering.
I like that they put it out in a can.
I
that's
wanted,
cool.
I want it from a bottle, and I want to pour it into a glass, too, because it's just heavy enough to want a glass for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to breathe,
it's just
but
heavy?
It would be nice.
How heavy is that axe?
Dun, dun, dun,
dun.
I don't
how
get it.
Heavy is that?
Only sword fans will.
What was that?
Sorry. Well, grab another one.
I smoked a pack and a half last night.
Grab me another one. I'll fart in your face. Here. You can start practicing.
Yes, grab another one.
Start practicing your new profession.
God.
Well, that's
oh.
So awesome.
I'll tear stuff up. Grab me another one. Let's talk about Bad Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa.
There's only a preview
four,
out.
Four.
Lean forward, fat.
Oh, shit.
That's so douchey of us, isn't it?
For this, but it's not happening.
It's, whenever we have a beer on here, we got to open it up
sword.
On mark.
Oh, you know what?
Hey, bro.
What are you drinking?
Catch me up with the beer, home scrubs.
Can you give me a natty light? We don't serve natties here.
We sell the sword.
We got the sword.
I'm going to have me a nice
I'm glad
shiner.
I saw Brian Denny's post about that.
Shiner Ruby Red
Shiner.
Bread.
Shiner. Mm. I'm glad I could find it.
Every time we mention Boston, someone's name on the podcast, are they just going, oh, don't, no, oh, my God.
Every time a name
They're
drop, going, oh,
God damn it.
They just look away. But they have headphones on, so no one's looking at them. They're looking away like, don't talk about me. Don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me.
It's but like the kid at the Special Olympics.
Unless they're listening to
Hello! Hello, Daddy!
That's eight.
Daddy! The dad's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Oh, my.
Dude, your face is fucking beautiful.
And I just threw my headphones off.
And you just broke your headphones. Dude, your hand...
Hello!
Hands in your face.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Seth's chilling at Sparks. Seth! Hello! Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
So that's kind of what it's like when your name gets mentioned
on
our on
this show.
People in their car listening to it.
My back already was hurting. Now it's really hurting.
They reach over and roll the windows up. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh God. Don't say my name.
It's like when a black person just walking by with roses. Then you're like, oh.
You know how many.
The window up and lock the door.
How many cease and desist orders we're going to get next week. If you want to.
We're all sober, though. I mean, we're not.
If you want to send a cease and desist, you can send it to jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com.
And send us, you know.
Nudes.
You can.
Pictures of your kids. Whoa.
Wait, no, I said nudes. You don't just say kids after that directly, you fucking...
What a
You big dumb-dumb. You big dumb-dumb.
We're getting shut down. Can we be shut down?
Like, if we're asking for child porn, probably.
Can iTunes come back and be like, you know what, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and take this whole thing back.
Review it again and no.
What's funny is people can listen to us and not know our sense
pedophiles?
Of comedy.
Yeah, we're a bunch of morons.
I'm not stupid. I wear glasses.
We're getting
I'm
turned
not stupid.
In.
I wear glasses. I'm good.
Some local law agency is going to come knocking at the door and going, hey, yeah, let's listen to your podcast. We need to investigate you guys.
We got to look at your computers, your phones, your penises.
Oh, my God.
Get on some topic, because otherwise I'm about to go off with some horrible shit.
Hello!
I'm about to get crazy right now, so get on the topic somewhere.
We've pushed quickly. Quite a distance, so we're pretty much done.
Okay, are we done? That's
we're pretty
fine
much done for this week.
No way, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, man, well, let's have a beer then and
we
talk
broke
some
the sound
barrier. Oh, I wanted to hit the 25 songs.
You want to do that real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's break
that
this
was,
down.
That was interesting to me, and I hadn't heard any of the songs yet.
I really got to do some research before we get here. I don't know anything you're talking about ever.
Okay, these are 15 songs. It's not 25 songs. It's 15 songs that are 25 years old.
Oh.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't even born.
This is by Rolling Stone, who you dissed last week as being the worst magazine ever written.
Because of what they're doing, yeah. They're trying to get publicity. And hey, they got it. Good job.
I'm not going to go that far. I like Rolling Stone.
Cut wagons.
George Michael, One More Try.
Huh. 25 years old, huh?
25 years
How
old.
How old is he now? Anyone?
76.
He's got to be 76.
No, he's not. George Michael's not 76.
Phones.
I'm not looking shit up. I broke my phone.
You ready?
I want your six. Yeah.
I want your...
So we're doing acapella for every song?
Yeah, let's do acapella every song.
Okay, you ready?
Actually, that wasn't the song, though, was it?
Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, God.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. We just Rick-rolled our old podcast?
Yeah. I think so.
Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, shit. Speaking of Guns N' Roses.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Thanks for ruining our fucking music.
That
was a badass CD.
Appetite that was for Destruction is one of the...
That's when I distanced from the 80s hair
continue,
kids.
I'm agreeing like, with you.
Know what?
I'm shaking my head.
That's the 80s right there.
They're like, hey, dude, you heard the new Warrant? And I'm like, nah.
Hey, let's do this real quick.
Guns N' Roses now.
Five albums from the 80s that define the 80s.
That defined... What?
Right here. We're going to continue this list.
Okay.
Warrant.
Okay. You want to fit... Let's finish the
Debbie
list.
Gibson.
Well, let's finish the list and let's pull our five, okay?
Okay.
I'll pull
Tiffany.
Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh, very nice.
Live it like a bomb, bomb.
I think I heard that last night at the strip club. I think I hear that every time I go to a strip club.
Either that or
That and Warrant Cherry Pie. Yeah.
Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
I wish you could play it in the background as we're naming these off. That'd be like an actual show if you did that.
Bobby McFerrin.
Don't say anything and maybe we'll just post edit that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Don't worry.
I don't know what's going
to happen. A cuckoo.
Be happy.
Be happy.
A cuckoo. A cuckoo. Didn't Paul Simon, wasn't he on that video?
Was he? I don't remember that video that much.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Oh, the late, great Patrick Swayze. She's Like the Wind. Let's have a moment.
Enough of that.
Okay.
Who farted?
Paul?
No one knows what you're talking about at all, dude.
Orange Crush, R.E.M.
Oh, shining happy people holding hands. Oh, that's the wrong song, isn't it? Is that the wrong band, too?
You just gave me a headache.
No, that's the wrong song, though.
I just got a headache.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh.
You got the right stuff.
The right stuff.
Baby.
The right stuff.
Morrissey. Suedehead.
Well, is that the one with Tremolo? The whole song? And it goes on for 2 hours long? Tremolo?
Well, Morrissey's the whole Celestine thing. They don't sleep with people, right?
Desire, you too.
Am I wrong?
Desire, come on, everybody. Desire, come on, one more time.
God, Tone Loc, Wild Thing.
I never heard that one.
You've never heard Wild Thing?
Uh-uh. What's that?
You're so shit. Huh?
You worked at a radio station.
Huh?
The Traveling Wilburys. Wow, Handle with Care. Okay. Next.
Is Too Short on there?
Whitesnake.
Born to Be Mac.
Is This Love?
Oh, my dreamer.
No. Is this the love?
You mean they didn't... In the still of the night, I see a full moon rising. Tell me why that this
Oh, shit. Is Billy Squire on there?
Sleep all day. Everybody now.
Up all night.
Sleep all day.
I'm not joining, sorry.
Come on, Texas.
5 hours a day.
That was one of them? Slaughter?
No.
Oh. We just...
Oh, is okay. Rock Me on there?
No.
Rock Me
Amadeus?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, five albums that define the 80s. Because we're at the end of this list.
What was the last song?
That was it.
Up All Night.
Is This Love? Whitesnake.
They said that...
15 songs that are 25 years old.
Okay.
That was 15.
Okay. Billy Squire, Stroke Me. That defined it.
The 80s? Good Lord, you started masturbating early.
Stroke Me, Stroke
Appetite
Me.
Appetite for Destruction. Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Of course.
You too, Joshua Tree.
Yes. Is this personal?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson Thriller.
Yes.
Madonna.
Yes.
Mm.
Like a Virgin.
Mm-hmm. 1984 Van Halen.
You know what that's about? I'm going to do a 5-minute tirade on Reservoir Dog.
I need one more. We need one more to define the 80s. Come on.
Van Halen, 1984?
No, I really have...
that could be it. Yeah.
No.
Injustice for All?
Wait, what had Jump on it?
I think that was 1984,
was
wasn't
it? Was it 1984? I get them all mixed
up. What about Injustice for All? Wasn't that right in that?
No, I really do Kill 'Em All.
Yeah, that was 80s.
Yeah. Actually, all of them are 80s and Tool.
That would probably define your 80s, but define
Ride
the 80s in general.
Rather Lightning.
Oh, is that what we're doing in general?
Yeah.
Rather Lightning was 84.
That's the greatest American CD that was ever released, you know, by Kenny Chesney. Because Kenny Chesney sang that. That's why.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. Never mind. Radley Cooper.
Hey, no, I did want to. I want to talk about that.
Why?
Just because. Because
he's a fucking idiot.
He is a fucking moron.
Beat all those ends over
but
there.
But okay. Still, they've given him the door. They've been like, later, dude, we're done. So
no, they just find him an undisclosed amount, which is probably like $5.
I thought they released him from all team activities. Like, period. Yeah, is that just during the week?
Yeah, just because he had to go to what's it called? The therapy to be a pussy. What's it called?
Anger management?
No, to be a pussy. Sympathize with everybody.
Oh, empathy class or something?
I don't care about this.
I don't care.
I think it's stupid.
It is. It's stupid, the whole thing. Like, he's stupid. The Eagles are stupid. Philadelphia's stupid. And Philadelphia's stupid. And the Eagles are stupid.
And country music is stupid.
And Kenny Chesney's stupid.
No, wait a second. Don't talk about Kenny Chesney. He single-handedly defeated the Nazis in 1942.
What the fuck?
Kenny Chesney did?
The greatest NASCAR driver ever.
Well, he put a boot in your ass? Because it's American
That's
way?
That's Toby Keith.
That's your buddy, right?
Yeah. We're good friends.
Put a boot in your ass. All right.
Got time for being free ain't free.
Anybody has a bad day tomorrow, you can blame it on Obamacare. Don't eat kids.
Don't eat kids.
Obviously, don't eat kids, and don't look at pornography. Or
don't go to Midland.
Pornography.
Huh? There's no reason to go to Midland, Texas.
There's no reason to go to Midland, Texas.
Stupid.
Hey, who's the director of I See Dead People?
M. Night Shyamalan. You just wanted to drop a dick on him, right? Here, let me throw some balls on him.
I thought you were
him.
Summing up the show, so we get the hell out of here.
I am. So, okay, we can't eat kids, right?
Hours. Huh?
We can't eat kids.
Can't eat kids.
Watch the skies, because we could have some cool shit. We could eat some shrooms.
At the end of the year.
At the end of the year.
Let's all get some shrooms for the end of the
2015 is going to be badass.
2015 is going to be badass if you like douchey action movies.
I'm sorry if you like Dumb and Dumber. They're not doing that now.
Okay, what else can we learn from this?
If you're in Russia, make sure you use toilet paper.
We're out. Not their flag. The flag.
We're done.
Mm-hmm. We're doing that? Fuck it.
And drink the sword.
We're the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. You can find us online at jerryjonestownmassacre.com.
Oh, that was the worst thing ever.
And you can email us at jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com. Send us your stuff. Seth wants nude pics.
Mm-hmm.
We just want some email of some sort.
Thanks for listening. Tell a friend to not listen to us.
And we want to thank all of our... We had 380 new listeners this week.
Good job.
High five.
High five.
I'm sorry for the 380 listeners.
Good night.